Welcome to another episode of the Nobles Cooperative Electric Podcast. This year, we're celebrating a remarkable milestone, 90 years of serving the members of Nobles Cooperative Electric. As part of our 90th anniversary celebration, we're sharing the stories of the people who helped us shape our cooperative. Today's guest has experienced more than half of our cooperative's history firsthand. Kathy Johnson, you spent 48 years serving our members as a member service representative. During that time, you've witnessed incredible changes from handwritten ledgers and typewriters to computers, smart hub, smart meters, and instant outage information. While the technology has evolved, one thing remained the same, our commitment to serving our members. Let's go back to the beginning of your career, Kathy. Every workplace has changed over time, but very few people have had the opportunity to witness nearly five decades of that change. Paint us a picture of what Nobles Cooperative Electric looked like when you first walked through those doors. While technology has changed dramatically, the heart of the cooperative really hasn't. It's always been about serving our members. Over 48 years, you've answered thousands of phone calls, greeted countless members, and helped people through both everyday questions and unexpected challenges. Kathy, is there one point in time that you enjoy? What did you enjoy most about working with our members?
I enjoyed mostly being with the membership and doing our best to help the members overcome their questions and any concerns that they had from their day-to-day usage.
Have member questions changed over the years at all, would you say? Have you noticed any difference?
Not particularly. Early on in the years that I worked with the cooperative, a lot of their concerns were trying to make sure that the appliances they had were efficient and try to help them not use as many kilowatt hours during the month.
And I think I know a few of these stories myself firsthand with working with you, Kathy, but are there any memorable stories that stand out to you?
Well, one of them that stands out the most is I was a city girl, and I took a phone call one day from a member that called to tell me that he couldn't pay his light bill until his cows came in fresh. And I had absolutely no idea what he was talking about. And so I had to put him on hold and go in to somebody's office and ask him. And I was kind of surprised what that actually meant, because as a city girl, my milk showed up on my doorstep. So that was one of my favorite memories.
Wasn't there another one about, you were on the phone maybe with somebody with an outage and you said, and they said, oh, here it comes now, or something like that. Like they could visually see it coming through.
That is true, yes. We had an outage going on, and this lady had been without power. And when we answered the phone, we said that the power had been restored. And she actually did make that comment. Oh, look, here it comes now.
So beyond technology, the cooperative itself has grown and evolved. New facilities, new services, changing regulations, and even changing member expectations have all shaped the organization as we know it today. What changes stand out the most to you?
I think actually what stands out the most to me is all of the technology changes from the original job that I started out with when I came to the cooperative to what it is now. There has been numerous changes, both in technology and the way that we do the billing and the way that we try to help the membership out with their questions.
Now, I know you've worked with many different and several different employees, general managers, even board of directors. What's remained consistent, would you say, through all those years?
I think what remained consistent is that all of the employees, the management, the directors, that these members are our owners, and that we are there to help them with their day-to-day essentials as far as their utility usage, but also to try to help them be a good member of the cooperative.
Now we're going to go back and just talk about some of the technology that you've experienced. You know, we've come a long ways in a lot of respects when you think about what we used to do and what we do now. Today, members can pay their bills online. They can check their usage from their phone and even receive outage notifications instantly. But when you started, everything looked a little different. Can you tell us a little bit about how member records were maintained?
Member records were maintained with ledger cards. Originally, not when I started, but before, they used to do everything manually. Everyone had a ledger card, and they were written in every month. Their meter readings were written in every month, and their calculation was done as far as their kilowatt hour usage. Then they progressed into electronic with the borough's computer, and it had a computer strip on the side of the ledger. And that's another thing that I remember that I used to do was if somebody called and wanted to talk about their billing, I would pull a ledger card, bring it up to my desk and put it on my counter and talk to them about the kilowatt hour usage that looked like it was recorded over the year. And sometimes I'd get it too close to the phone and wipe out all the information.
How?
And then the billing clerks would have to go back and manually re-enter everything in order to get it back into the Stripe.
Wow. I started in 1996, and I remember coming in and seeing we had the green screen. When we would mail bills, we had to stuff it. And we had so many bills to stuff in the envelopes, and they had to be by, I think it was zip code or something like that. So those things kind of stand out in my mind. But what power payments process differently than they were back then to now? I mean, over the years, would you say? Because that's probably has changed quite a bit too.
I imagine quite a bit over the years. We used to send out before the first of the year, we used to send out 12 purple billing envelopes to every member. And those were used to send in their postcard billing with their payment and their meter reading on it. And the individuals that processed those payments had to have them in location number order, so they matched the ledgers because they were in location number order.
Wow.
And so we used to have to open them all up right on the front of the envelope, put them back in the envelope, and put them in location number order. And I could not process any of the payments, but I can take them out of the envelope and stuff them back in, but I couldn't process any of the payments. So that was a day-to-day job, you know, every time, probably about a week before the bills were due.
Gosh, just think about how long that had to take, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It just took a lot of energy and effort to get that done. You know, when computers arrived, can you remember, was there excitement? Were people kind of nervous with it? I don't know, McCathy, maybe you can remind me, but wasn't there, like, in the late 1996, I guess I should say, early 2000s, in one of the rooms, didn't we have a server or a computer that took up such a large percentage of that room and it would just get hot?
Yeah.
And I remember a few times we'd have to run a fan on it to keep the door open, but it was a big
piece of machinery, and it was very sensitive to both heat and cold.
Right.
And so we used to have a strip of heat lamps that were in there in the wintertime to keep it warm. And then also then in the summertime, the air conditioner in there to keep it cool.
Yeah.
It was very sensitive to both heat and cool.
Well, we've come a long way, like I said earlier, a lot of technology advancements as well. You know, anyone who's spent 48 years at the cooperative has certainly seen some unforgettable days. Some were probably exciting, some challenging, and some probably felt like they would never end. What are some of the biggest storms or outages you remember?
Oh, one that sticks out in my mind the most was an ice storm that we had, and we lost a greater percentage of the lines and poles, and we brought in extra crews, and we were trying to feed them. We were doing their laundry. By that, I mean, we would gather up their laundry and put them in big garbage bags and take them to the laundromat. And we had to make sure that had their names on it so that would get back to the person that had the belonged to. And the excitement that we had when we got everybody up, because it was prior to Thanksgiving, all the lines and all the poles up, and everybody got to go home for Thanksgiving. And the next day, it's after Thanksgiving, it started all over again, and everything went down.
Yeah, people don't realize, and members and our community don't realize that, you know, we're dealing with the outages, but we're also trying to make sure that our linemen and the linemen that are coming in are safe. And we're doing everything that we can to make sure, like you said, they have their laundry done, they're fed.
I'll make sure that they're, you know, that they're resting so they be safe when they go back out.
Absolutely.
You know, first thing in the morning. And morning started like at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, with safety meetings and trying to decide where they were going to go. And, you know, having somebody from the cooperative go with a different crew so they could help them navigate and figure out where they were going.
Yeah, it's definitely dynamic times where things are just always changing and you just have to pivot to go where you need to go. Again, 1996, I think, is the storm that you're talking about. And I remember freshly married and being out on our acreage, and we had lights on, and our neighbors were around us and didn't have lights on. I got so much grief about, oh, you work at the cooperative, so you have lights. And that never really had anything to do with it, but it's just kind of a memory that stands out to me, because 1996 is probably one of our worst storms that we've had over the years.
Right. And then we had a tornado, and we've had growling winds, and you know, and we've had lots of different things that the crew has worked very diligently to make sure that the members had power.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah. We're very lucky. We have a great group of linemen.
Yes.
How did the office handle outages before today's technology? You know, today, you know, they can use Smart Hub, or actually automatically their meter does record an outage. But what did people do in the past, or how did you get notified when outages occurred?
Basically, by telephone. You know, members would call in, and if it was a large outage, we'd no more than get the phone hung up and it'd be ringing right back in again. We always had an outage list that was a copy piece of paper that we wrote everybody's name and location and the time that they called and what their outage was, so that they could take all of those sheets of paper, sit down, and have a large map of the system laid out on a desk, and somebody would go along and mark everything. And then once they were, power was restored, then they'd go back out and cross it off. So we knew that everybody was eventually turned back on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one event or day that you'll never forget? Or maybe that the storm-related outage would be something?
I think it was probably that storm-related outage when, you know, like I said, we were so happy that everybody had a chance to go home and celebrate Thanksgiving, and our membership all had power for their families and friends to enjoy their holiday also. And that's the next day that it all, and we sent all the crews home that were here helping us out. And the next day it all went back down again.
So before we wrap up, I'd like to finish with a few lighter questions. These are meant kind of like rapid fire, or just simply just what comes to mind as your favorite. Typewriter or computer?
Computer.
Carbon paper or email?
Email.
Paper ledgers or Smart Hub?
Actually, paper ledgers.
Kathy. Manual meter readings or smart meters?
Smart meters.
Coffee or Diet Coke?
Diet Coke.
Yes. What office tradition will you miss the most?
Oh, I think probably the holiday meals that we used to do and the get-togethers that we used to have, you know, celebrating birthdays. One of the things that comes to mind is one of the first years we had a tradition of doing a holiday Thanksgiving dinner, and we cooked a turkey in the microwave.
That must have been before my time.
Early on. And it wasn't bad, but we had to paint it with some kitchen bouquet or something to give it color.
How did it taste? This is a real question.
Really? It tasted pretty good.
Yeah,
well, it did.
For those listeners, I probably wouldn't recommend that.
Okay, so another question we might have is, who could always make you laugh at the office over the years? Who would that be?
We had a couple of gals in the office. One was the secretary, and one was a member service representative. And they used to kind of bicker back and forth, and one would say, I'm tired, and the other one would say, I don't feel good. So they would both be able to keep us laughing.
Not that you're retiring, but when you do decide to leave the cooperative, what will you miss the most?
I'll miss the people. You know, I'll miss the people that I've worked with, both in the offices and in the line department. And also, there are those few special members that, you know, I had an opportunity to work with that helped us out in time of outages and things like that. And just the people I'll miss.
What won't you miss?
I won't miss processing meter readings, where the cooperative for many years was a self-read meter. And sometimes those meter readings weren't even close. And you'd call them up and ask them about it, and they'd say, my wife read it, or my kids read it. Or it was too cold to go out and read the meter, so I read it with the binoculars. And I hope I'm not offending any members, but
they stick out to you.
Yeah, they stick out to me. Yes, definitely.
Well, Kathy, thank you for taking the walk down memory lane with us. It's been a lot of fun. As we celebrate 90 years of Nobles Cooperative Electric, it's important to remember that our history isn't just about power lines, substations, or technology. It's about people. People who cared about their neighbors, built relationships, embraced change, and dedicated themselves to serving our members. For 48 years, Kathy, you've been one of those people. On behalf of our members, our employees, and our board of directors, thank you for your incredible dedication, your kindness, and your commitment to our cooperative family. Congratulations on an amazing career so far, and thank you for helping preserve a very special part of Nobles Cooperative Electric's history in today's conversation.